digress a bit and go back to the Nortel days. Nortel put out a display phone back in 82. And that display phone had a little, very simplistic display on it. Unfortunately, it didn't have any brains behind it or anything else, but that device, coupled with the other CPE products of Northern Telecom at the time, had us shift, at least, from our purchase predominantly of Western Electric to Northern because of their CPE and their ability to support our Centrex services, etc. And the guy that originally was working on that was John Taylor, not on Telecom. And he's also the originator of the firewall, which is access known currently for Northern Telecom. And that's where Northern gets most of its revenue stream. The reason I mention that is Taylor showed up again later in my life as Boston Technology CEO. And Stucky McIntosh being a digital wireless. We filed for that patent under the digital wireless corporate structure. And digital wireless was basically an industrial company, not really a mass market consumer company. And so they were not going to develop that product. So Stucky and I and John Taylor founded Home Wireless Network.
Mm-hmm.
See, all this has a direction we're heading
for. Mm-hmm.
And Stucky being the RF guy, particularly spread spectrum and TDMA, et cetera, naturally had a lot of activity with the FCC in developing standards and doing licenses and auctions, et cetera. And that's a lot of prestige. The FCC relative to RF, more important, he's got a lot of knowledge in that respect. And Taylor comes out of a manufacturing background in this optical, and also, but also has roots in consumer products, etc., and so forth. And then myself from a telecommunication background. So we formed a company, Home Wireless Network, and our first company that gave us a conditional PO was Bell South. With that conditional fee, and basically said, if you do these things, and the things we put in that was pretty much what would have been in the two RFIs that the current chairman of Bell South and I put out together. And with that, we went trotting around the world to Japan and Germany and the U.S. And Lucent was our first, long story short, was our first investor. And still remain a principal investor. So we have formed this company, and we now have a whole bunch of patents. And the patents do the things pretty much that we set out to do. So like I wrote this thing in college about what I wanted to do with my life. One of the endpoints of it was I wanted to found my own company that would do new and interesting intellectually challenging things that would be a benefit to others, but also be rewarding. And we've now launched this product, and basically it's the interfaces with the network. So you can terminate twisted copper to it. So by June, hopefully we'll have a DSL or the digital interface incorporated, and by September, October, we'll have it integrated.